Basketball fans all over the globe are in heaven right now. I'm feeling it because the NBA playoffs are finally underway. And they started with a dominant display from the team with the best regular season record, the Milwaukee Bucks, and their undisputed star, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
How about Giannis? He can't and he won't and he don't stop. The Bucks haven't had a league MVP since Kareem. And with Kareem in attendance, the Greek Freak helps the Bucks win by 35, but he's not done. More from his freakiness.
That clip courtesy of the NBA. I don't know about calling him the Greek Freak, but Antetokounmpo does indeed hail from Greece, with another parent from Nigeria, one of 108 international players in the NBA this season. That is not a record, by the way. There were 113 foreign-born players in the league a couple of years back, part of an unmistakable trend over the past two decades, during which NBA rosters have become more and more international.
The NBA right now is a global league that happens to be based in the United States.
That's Davide Chinilato, NBA editor for La Gazzetta dello Sport in Italy. He says it's not just the fact that 25% of the players in the league are from outside the U.S. It's that many of those international players have become franchise leaders on the court. As Exhibit A, Davide points to German legend Dirk Nowitzki, who just retired after 21 seasons, leading the Dallas Mavericks.
You think about Dirk, who is a legend in Dallas and who was for 21 seasons the face of a franchise. You think about Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has the chance to become the first European MVP since Dirk Nowitzki in 2007. You think about Luka Doncic, who is going to probably be the new face of the Dallas franchise, who is from Slovenia. I guess basketball is becoming more and more like global games, and the NBA is the obvious destination for the best basketball players in the world.
Chinilato also points to the NBA's marketing muscle, which he says is also growing more international. As a result, more and more young fans are tuning in and dreaming of NBA glory, no matter where in the world they are.
Young kids fall in love with the NBA even before they start playing basketball, and the reason they play basketball is the NBA.
That was Davide Chinilato, NBA editor for the Italian sports daily, La Gazzetta dello Sport. While the overall profile of the NBA has been growing more international, Latino fans tuning in for playoff games this month won't see that many Latino or Latin American players on the court, despite the increased importance of Latino audiences for the league. But as Esteban Butillos with station WGBH here in Boston tells us, there is a push to change that.
You can't even begin to talk about Latino basketball players without talking about Manu Ginobili. The Argentinian shooting guard is widely considered the best Latin American player ever. He spent 16 seasons with the San Antonio Spurs, where he won 4 championships. Spurs head coach Greg Popovich says his presence off the court with the Latino community was always something special.
The people here took him in as one of their own, and he allowed it to happen. He's a very warm individual and understood his responsibility to the community.
Ginobili bowed out last year, but the team retired his jersey this March when the Spurs took on the Cleveland Cavaliers at home. Billed as Gracias Manu, the night was a celebration of everything Ginobili and his heritage. Before the game started, an Argentinian singer performed the country's national anthem. And when it was Ginobili's time to talk after the game, he gave a bilingual speech to the sold-out arena. It was a fitting send-off for the NBA's most successful Latin player ever and one of the country's most Latino cities.
The Latino demographic is the one that grows, I believe, the most in the States already.
Arnon DeMello is the vice president and managing director of NBA Latin America. According to the league, Hispanics comprise 17% of the domestic fan base. That's roughly 15 million fans. And in Latin America, NBA programming reaches 51 countries and territories and is broadcast in 4 different languages. It's even starting to gain ground on that other sport involving a ball and the net.
You know, if you look at the Caribbean and Brazil and Mexico, you see that in that region, basketball clearly is a contender for the number 2 spot, not only in terms of participation, but also affinity and popularity of the sport, you know, only losing to football.
But as popular as the game is becoming among fans, Latino professional players are still scarce. According to the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport, the NBA was only 2.3% Latino last season. So along with junior NBA programs in Latin America, the league opened an academy in Mexico City last year to help the best prospects in the region develop. And DeMelo says they're working on getting a G League team, the NBA version of a minor league club, set up in the Mexican capital.
So I think the path is there. Is ready, you know, and hopefully we'll see more and more boys and girls, you know, coming out of these programs into the NBA and the WNBA.
This is all a big switch from when Boston Celtics center Al Horford was growing up in the Dominican Republic and basketball was just starting to become popular there. But now it's everywhere.
You go in DR and you drive around and you see everybody, you know, playing basketball, a lot of basketball courts, and people are hungry. You know, they really enjoy basketball.
And Horford is using his own influence to help the game. Last summer, the Celtics big man was part of an initiative to renovate courts in the Dominican Republic.
On my end, one of the things that I want to continue to work on is to continue to help to develop the game over there. So, because the passion is there.
Now, as Horford and other Latino players help to carry the torch first lit by people like his father, Tito, who was the first Dominican player in the NBA, and Ginobili, Horford is aware of the example he's setting for the community.
It's something that I just carry with me every day, and I understand the responsibility, you know, that's on my shoulders. And it's something that I embrace. I really enjoy it, and it's something that, you know, that I'm proud of to be a Latino.
For the world, I'm Esteban Bustillos.